Good afternoon. It is 3:28. We are on the record in House Labor and Commerce for Friday, May 12th, 2017. Please make sure your cell phones are turned down or off. And members present are Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Stutes, Representative Birch, Representative Josephson, Representative Wool, myself, Chair Keto, Representative Knopp is excused. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Support staff today are Recording Secretary Caitlin Ellis and our LIO moderator, Kira Alkema, and my staff of the day, Crystal Kieneman. We have one item on the agenda today, House Bill 132, Transportation Network Companies, and we will bring House Bill 132 back before committee. We do have an updated CS, Representative Wool.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee adopt the blank CS for HB 132 version 30-LS0522/T as the working document.
Thank you, Representative Wool, and I will object for the purposes of discussion. Representative Wool, can you explain the changes in the CS?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My staffer, Laura Steidoff, is on her way with more.
I guess to take it at ease.
Sure. Since she's prepared for this, that'd be great. Thank
you. We'll go at ease at 3:29 p.m. We are back on the record, 3:30 p.m. Ms. Steidoff, if you could place your name and affiliation on the record and provide us a comment on the changes in the updated committee substitute.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you for hearing this bill once again. The changes to this bill, this is version T that we have before us. So this work draft CS incorporates the changes that were made in the companion legislation, which passed the other body. And we cleaned that up a little bit and clarified a couple of the amendments that had passed in the other body, and then additionally made a few other changes that I will go over right now. So in Section 6, there was some of the airport language was removed because it was moved to a later part of Section 6, and I'll go over that late in a minute. On page 9, line 6, this paragraph that was put in was a change that was by the request of the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and they specifically asked the Alaska Department of Labor to include this language. And it is to preserve the tax credits now available to Alaska employers. This provision needed to be added to make it clear that the state unemployment tax must be paid for all employees of state and local governments, Indian tribes, and nonprofit organizations. Any exclusion from this definition of employment must not apply to these entities. So it's just clarification of that statute.
Ms. Steidoff, Representative Justice.
Thank you, through the chair. Ms. Steidoff, you're talking about subsection B, lines 6 through 9, on page 9?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, continue.
Page 10, line 1. This section was added to put specific language into the bill about crimes that a driver, that would disqualify a driver from driving for a TNC. So if they've been convicted in the last, there's a 7-year look back for criminal history and a 3-year look back on driving records. In the 7-year look back, if a driver was convicted of an unclassified Class A or Class B felony, they will be disqualified as a driver for a TNC. If they have been convicted of a DUI with a watercraft, a motor vehicle, or an aircraft, they'll be disqualified. And any violent crimes, both misdemeanor and felony crimes against another person, will disqualify them. And then in the 3-year look back, if there was a failure to stop at the direction of a peace officer, reckless or negligent driving, or 3 moving violations in the last 3 years, that will disqualify them. Also, if they're listed on the Department of Justice's sex offender registry, they'll be disqualified. A driver must be 21 years of age, and that was added. The sponsor believes that if a driver is going to be picking up someone under the influence of marijuana or alcohol, to ensure that they could not get in trouble if the substance was left behind in the car. And then also to clarify, there's language added that a TNC driver must provide a prearranged ride from the TNC platform. They may not solicit or hail a rider, much like a taxi driver, and that they may not solicit or accept cash payments, and that did not include tips. Then on page 11, line 3, we added the 19-point vehicle inspection, which is common in the terms of service for companies like Uber and Lyft, and we just wanted to put that into statute in case other companies who didn't have the same high-quality standards were held to that standard of a 19-point vehicle inspection, as well as having a car that is at least 12 years no older than 12 years old. Page 12, line 16, is the airport language that was added in a previous version of this bill, and that was a request by the Alaska Department of Transportation to have some control over international airports. So that was gone over in this committee previously. And section 8, page 12, line 16, or section 8, yeah, page 14, lines 10 through 13. This is the local opt-out language, and the sponsor believes that a local opt-out should be by an ordinance ratified by the people in a vote in a regular general election. And
I have a question.
Representative Stutes.
Thank you, through the chair. So in order for them to opt out, the local municipality has to have an ordinance that says they clarify that for me, please, one more time.
Representative Stutes, to the chair. It would be a measure on a ballot that would opt out the municipality from TNC activity in their municipality or borough.
Follow up.
Thank you, through the chair. So you're saying on the ballot, so the local officials, the elected officials of that community, say whether it be the borough assembly or whatever, do not have the authority to opt out.
Representative Suits, to the chair, that is correct. It'd be a vote of the people.
Thank you.
And section 9 was added, and that is an effective, the act would take effect immediately. That is it.
Any questions for the sponsor, Ms. Stiles? Seeing none, I will remove my objection. Any other objections to adoption of the committee substitute as our working document? Seeing none, version 30LS0522/T is our working document. Any comments or discussion, Representative Josephson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that this bill is getting better, and I'm not going to ask. I can only speak for myself, of course. I'm not going to object to its moving out of committee, but I still think that we could make it better still, and I guess so much of my feelings about this bill is colored by the fact that. The principal company that has been so successful has just been really unimpressive to me in terms of its public relations. Its stock is really low with me, and while it's high on the market. I still find that these folks are sort of quasi-employees under a lot of case law and some components of the IRS definition of what it means to be an independent contractor. And I think that passengers, and that's most of the people that would be impacted by this legislation, will have their lives improved, and that's good. But I think that drivers, I think there's a little bit of a race to the bottom in terms of drivers and what they're going to get out of their experience. And you know, one could say, well, then they don't have to do it, but that isn't how I operate. I know there's a lot of public enthusiasm about this, and I represent 2.5% of that public, and I hear that, but I think we could make a bill even better, and maybe Uber or Lyft would say, well, we're not going to operate there, but I think other TNCs would. I'm still amazed at how much we're trying to accommodate an industry rather than sort of meeting them in the middle somewhere. This bill goes a little closer to the middle, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Any other comments? Representative Bull, do you have any follow-up or closing?
Well, yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And through the chair, Representative Josephson, I understand and appreciate what you're saying. And I think I know where you're coming from on this bill through the many meetings we've had over it, and I don't know that we'll ever come to a full agreement. And although passengers are affected by this legislation, I think it will affect people's lives, and that they may find a more economical, more convenient way to get around our state. I think drivers will be affected in that what this sort of framework allows is to people to work on and off however they wish to maybe pick up a few dollars and maybe pay for that new car they just got. They could work 3 or 4 hours at a time and go home and take care of their child or whatever they have to do, whereas if they want a career in taxi driving, that's a little more of a commitment, a 12-hour day and maybe a 5 or 6 days a week. So I think it does allow opportunities for people to pick up part-time work rather easily, and whether it's worth their time or not, I guess that's to be determined. And I think the local opt-out provision is helpful to a community that, say, doesn't want to have it, and the governing body, the mayor, the borough assembly, says, hey, let's put it on our ballot and see what the people of our community want. And if they strongly oppose to it, they should vote it down, and then TNC won't be allowed in these communities. And as far as the moral standing of the largest TNC company, I can't really speak to that, and hopefully, things will improve or they'll lose market share. There's other companies that are doing better and are popular and want to come here as well. So hopefully we'll have choices.
Thank you, Representative Bull. Any other comments? Representative Stutes?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move CS for House Bill 132, Labor and Commerce Version 30-LS0522/T be passed from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you, Representative Stutes. And do we have any objections to the motion as stated? No objection to the motion as stated, so House Bill 132 moves from House Labor and Commerce. Please stay around and we'll sign the paperwork. With that, thank you all for attending the meeting at 3:42 p.m. House Labor and Commerce is adjourned for Friday, May 12th. Thank you.